Well, we're in West Point, Nebraska, for a meeting of area livestock producers with the U.S. EPA Region 7. Josh Swaddy is a senior advisor in the Office of the Regional Administrator of EPA. Well, Josh, here ahead of the meeting, looks like quite a crowd rolling in, and just wanted to visit with you about what your message is here tonight.
Well, we're actually thrilled to see the crowd coming in this evening. That's kind of what we wanted, and we did when we selected West Point and Cumming County. This is a huge beef production area of the state of Nebraska, and we wanted there to be a large turnout for this, because this meeting, above anything else, is about us having an exchange of ideas with producers, gives them an opportunity to hear directly from the EPA, hopefully learn some things, but also from us, hopefully to learn some things from those producers.
And I understand one of the main topics of discussion might be EPA flyovers.
Certainly, we anticipate that coming up, and that was kind of the genesis of the idea of this meeting. And I farm in central Kansas, and I certainly know that anytime you talk about someone flying over in a plane and taking pictures, it makes people nervous, and we understand that. And so hopefully this meeting will allow them to see the thought processes behind why we do the flyovers, give them an idea of how we structure them, what they might anticipate from those, but also any feedback we might have from them on questions or ideas they have about the flyovers.
And just in general, the reason for the flyovers.
Part of the flyover process, and I think it'll come out in the meeting, is that it's a very efficient use of taxpayer dollars, and it's also a good way to look at a lot of CAFOs and AFOs all at once, and to see the tremendous work that most of those CAFOs and AFOs are doing. This allows us to say, there are a lot that are doing great things, are in great shape, here in northeast Nebraska, and then it allows us to find the ones that might need a little help from either NDEQ or EPA, and that can be facilitated and much faster in happening by a flyover than having to wonder from the ground about all of those different CAFOs.
There's been some distrust or mistrust, I guess, that's developed between farmers and the EPA over the years. Obviously, that's what you're trying to do here, is address some of that.
Sure. We acknowledge there's a credibility gap, and hopefully from these meetings they'll find out that a lot of the people that work at Region 7 EPA come from farm backgrounds within the region, in fact, and so we understand and appreciate the concerns and thoughts that producers have, and we also hope that we learn more from them, and after a meeting like this, we anticipate that probably not everyone will come out happy, but hopefully everyone comes out with a better understanding.